The power of radio in enhancing the socio-economic welfare of its citizens has again been emphasized. Radio has also been cited as a means of promoting agriculture in Africa. The director of the Canadian-based Farm Radio International, Kevin Perkins, said this on Radio Ghana. He notes that although there are other forms of communication, radio is still relevant because it reaches many people. His comments came days after the celebration of World Radio Day.
Well, radio has a big impact. It has an impact in part because it reaches so many people. Almost everybody either has a radio of their own or they have access to a radio, maybe a friend's radio or a neighbor's radio, and they listen regularly. But the other thing that we've seen is that people enjoy listening to programs that are educational about health and agriculture and other things. And when they listen to them, we've seen that they definitely learn and change their practices, adopt new practices, try new farming methods, for example. So it's very effective. And because it's, it reaches so many people, it's also very efficient, very low cost per person to serve.
So talking about agriculture, as you rightly stated, what impact is radio making on smallholder farmers in parts of Africa?
Well, we work at Farm Radio International. We work with about 580 different radio stations, and very closely we work with about 80 to do programs, help them produce programs about agricultural issues. And when we've evaluated those, we found that about 2 out of 3 people in rural areas listen to those programs, and that the knowledge levels increase about those issues that are discussed on the radio, and we found that those who listen, large number of them, 20 to 50% of them, actually start doing something new as a result of something they learned on the radio.
So how relevant is radio in an age of new forms of communication?
A lot of people thought that radio's time had passed, that it was yesterday's technology, but what we've seen is becoming more popular. And one of the reasons is that the new information technology, like mobile phones, is actually making radio better. It's making it more interactive, more interesting to listeners. They can phone in, they can participate in different ways through their mobile phones. And that's actually made it more of a two-way communication tool, whereas it used to be just one way from the broadcaster to the listener. Now the listeners can get involved and participate and access the information using their mobile.
So my final question, what are some of the challenges facing the radio prospects?
Well, I think the challenge is just being able to have good producers and presenters and managers at the station who can keep this kind of educational radio programming on the air to find a way to sustain it. It costs a little bit more than just playing music, so the stations have to find a way to produce and broadcast those programs and find a way to generate some revenue to cover the cost. So that's something that is a priority for Farm Radio International, is to help our partners find a way to make educational agriculture and health-related programs viable for them.